you know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Words lead you on.
Amen. He is certainly in the waiting.
Yes, amen.
That's what we're going to be talking about today. Waiting. Woo! Waiting. Waiting.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you that every day that you wake us up is new. It's a new day. It's unlike any other day that we've ever had before. And we thank you, God, that things change for us, but they don't change for you because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, that we can completely depend upon you, Lord, and that you take care of all of our needs and that you know what each individual needs at any given time, Lord. And we thank you that you are faithful, that you're always there. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Yes,
so, yeah. Hallelujah. So we're definitely here today. We've had a few repeat programs because, you know, because of the holidays. And we had a couple of people that were sick last week. And anyway, so we hope you enjoyed the replays. And sometimes, well, like Pam's, I replayed Pam's when the first time that she came, remember in 2023, mm-hmm. when she had just released her new book. And I received a couple of phone calls from that. And so the people were blessed that got to hear that, even though it was a repeat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Lord makes all things new. So good morning, and just want to welcome Deanne.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And Brother Seen just texted earlier and said that he was not feeling well. He's been fighting off the bug. And so we just speak life over him. We speak healing and health over him in Jesus' name. And Nanette had her grandfather had to have surgery this morning, so she's with them. The family's with him to bring comfort and peace, and we just lift them up, and we just pray that God's best will be done in her grandpa's life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we miss you, Nanette.
Yes.
So, all right, so this song been on my heart for a couple of days, and it was that part about in the waiting. I had been watching somebody on YouTube, somebody that I don't even know who this guy is, but I saw the title of his teaching. It was like a little 10-15 minute thing, and he was talking about waiting. And you know, we had been talking for the last month or two about being still, waiting on the Lord. And so I listened to his message, and some of the things that he said was the gift of waiting. Waiting is a gift. And there's a truth that stands firm, that God never wastes our waiting time.
Amen.
And waiting, it's not just a place between, it's not just a pause between two events. It's a place where faith is forged. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're tempted to treat waiting as a burden. And I think, I know that I do that because, like, you don't realize it until you're deep in it. It's like, oh, wait a minute, wait. Yep. I'm in a waiting kind of time because we know, you know, the Lord will speak something to us. So, of course, we always want it to happen the next day, but the Lord doesn't move that way. Mm-hmm. You know, he gives us something, gives us a word, gives us something of encouragement. And then it needs to be worked through, and it may be something that may take years. But, and I've learned over the years, like, I seem to recognize it sooner than later. It's not taking as long to realize, okay, I need to chill out for a minute. But, so he said here, waiting is where hope is cultivated, where love is deepened, and it's a place where God prepares us. Waiting is a sacred discipline. And in Habakkuk, where it says, I will take my stand. And I didn't really get that reference. I think it's 2, where Habakkuk says, I will take my stand and I will wait and I'll be watching and I'm listening and I'm ready. And so I feel like that's where the Lord has us right about now. And some of the thoughts that I had was from my own experience, that when I finally realize I'm in a waiting period, then I realize that that's the time that I'm really tuning in to the Lord. You know, when we're on either side of it, you know, we're either doing the thing that he already told us to do, or we're praying for the thing, right? But when you're actually in the waiting, I just have a picture of like you're sitting there at the bus stop waiting for the bus to come, nobody else around, and you can't really do anything. You're not going to be able to go anywhere until the bus arrives. So, but in that time, we always have the tendency to grumble and, you know, well, you know, I want this to happen. And I think we instantly go and feel like something is wrong. We feel like, oh no, did I sin? Have I moved away from God? But no, it's not that at all. It's that time to pause and listen and watch and look for him. And I wrote here that to look for him in the waiting, rather than looking for the thing to be done or looking to get to the thing, just look for him. And when you stop and look, you know, they tell you to stop and smell the roses. That we really have to do that, whether it's a daily basis or weekly, whatever. But it's in that, in the waiting is where you're going to find him. When it's quiet, when the distractions are removed, when you sit quietly looking, watching, observing, remembering, and noticing things that you hadn't seen before. And I was reading Rick Renner's Sparkling Gems yesterday, and wasn't he talking about this exact thing? He said that there was a time that he had to make some major decision, and his wife said, why don't you just, like, go somewhere? You know, just get out of the situation, just go sit on a park bench or something, and just get away from it. And he's like, no, I need to be here. I've got to, you know, I have to slog through it, and I've got to get it done. But he finally relented, and he went and just made a decision. I'm not going to look at anything, not going to read anything, just going to chill out. And I think he said after like a day or two, he came back, and the answer or the thing was right there, right in front of him. So,
praise God.
Because we get kind of wrapped, Dave that works here calls it getting wrapped around the axle, you know, when we're wanting something to happen. And the Lord is like, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago about the Lord buttoning my jacket, you know, he's like, why don't you let me help you? Why don't you let me lead you along? Because I can make it so much easier. You know, he said he can make our path straight. So anyway, so we're going to talk about this a little bit because I think you have something, Deanne.
Amen and amen to everything you said. Oh, I'm telling you, there are some very wicked germs going around. And my husband got sick first December 19th. And for 12 days, I was good. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. I'm strong. My immune system's strong, and I'm not going to get it. And I ended up taking him to the VA hospital to make sure he didn't have pneumonia because he was getting better, but was still lingering. And then the next night, I started getting sick. Mm-hmm. So this is my day 12. And talking about being forced to wait. And as I've been, you know, praying for healing, standing on his word, declaring, decreeing, binding, loosing, doing everything that we know to do as intercessors, right?
Right.
And a couple days ago, I'm like, Lord, what is going on? I don't understand. You know, I'm doing all this stuff. Why am I not seeing the healing? Why am I not seeing the manifestation? And what he put in my heart, Karen, oh, God is so good. He says, I'm in it all.
Amen.
I'm in it all. And I use all things for my good. I use all things for my purpose. Mm-hmm. Just trust me. Just be still and know. And he is with us, people. People of God, he is with us always. Whatever trials, whatever circumstance, whatever challenges, we don't feel good. Mm-hmm. Whatever troubles are in whatever area of your life, God is there. He's already gone before us. Even this program today is Nanette and Cena out, and I'm like, Karen, I'm not sure if I'm going to cough. I was praying on the way in, and the Lord said, I've already been to this program. I've already written it and produced it. So God's already there. He's already there. And it's true. If we won't be still and we won't know that he is God and look to him for everything and draw all we need, he will cause us to get still. Mm-hmm. And I'm a doer. I'm a busybody. And I know when I'm going on that hamster's wheel, you know, the Energizer Bunny, and if I'm not obeying and I'm not yielding to the Holy Spirit, I've got this to do, I've got that to do, I've got it. Mm-hmm. You know what? It all can wait. It all can wait, because God is not going to let anything take precedence over what he's trying to do in our lives and what he's trying to speak to us and show us. So I am back to that. Lord, I don't care. The work can wait. The house can wait. Mm-hmm. The shopping can wait, whatever it is. It's like, I'm desperate for you. I need to hear your voice. And as I went back on my journal notes from the beginning of December, when I was doing that 15-day throne room prayer, repeatedly day after day, it was like, be still. Mm-hmm. Be still and hear my voice. Be still and listen to what I'm saying. Let me show you. And I was hearing confirmation on different things I was reading and watching. Be still. Everything was coming across. Be still. Mm-hmm. And then my husband gets me for Christmas a Bible case and a wallet. And God showed me, reminded me yesterday, your husband even confirmed it. Because the scripture on it is, be still and know that mm-hmm. I am God. And he's so good. He's so faithful.
Yes. He's very faithful. And we just keep wanting to run ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really the story of our Christian walk, mm-hmm. is, you know, just moving forward and then stopping and waiting for instruction, waiting for direction. And I think until we learn, you know, the discipline of just listening, stopping and listening. I mean, you know, it's taken me a lot of years. I haven't perfected it, but I have gotten to a place where I get overwhelmed easily with things. And as soon as I start to feel overwhelmed, I'd have to just stop. I stop, I get quiet, and I start listening, you know, because somewhere along the line, I tried to be the Energizer Bunny, which I don't have the energy for that anymore. Well, I could used to go all day long and accomplish a lot of things, but it's, you know, that's kind of reversed now, because the Lord does want us to depend wholly upon him.
Amen.
Explicitly upon him. And, you know, when he gave me that picture a couple of weeks ago about, you know, being 3 years old with my little jacket on with the three buttons, and I'm trying to, you know, you're like a little kid. You're like, no, I can do it. I can button it, you know, and had it buttoned wrong. And the Lord is always there to reach over and to help us. He wants to help us. And I think that we just don't really realize what, you know, what a blessing that is. you know, we feel like we have to slog, I guess that's my word today, slogging it out. Mm-hmm. We feel like we have to slog it out and tough things out, when instead we're to relinquish those things, relinquish the control, and allow him to help us. You remember my friend Paulette in the Bahamas? I remember her one day, she said that she was praying and hooping and hollering to the Lord about something. And just like all of a sudden, she had this picture of the Holy Spirit sitting in the chair in the corner of her room with his hands tied.
Oh, well.
You know, and it basically was like, yeah, I can't do anything because you're mm-hmm. just hooping and hollering. Mm-hmm. If you would just be quiet, then I'm happy to help. And doesn't the Lord do that? He'll let us just carry on and do whatever we want to do. I guess just like a kid, you know, you let them exhaust themselves until they finally take a nap or, mm-hmm. you know, just give in. But the Lord really wants to help us. And he does it with such grace and ease. And, you know, with how wicked things are in the world now, how they the things are getting increasingly wicked. Maybe it's always the same, but I don't think so. I think there's a lot happening. You can feel it. Even nominal believers can tell that there's something going on, like that, you know, something has to change. And so as people start to look for answers, if we're stressed out, if we're wound up and mm-hmm. wrapped around the axle, if we're not still and being still listening to the Lord, then we're really not very effective to other people. And I think we just got to trust him. Just, I don't know how else to say it. Trust Amen. Him just more and more.
Amen. Well, like you said, sometimes just zip our lips, you know, just stop talking. And that's what I was finding, is because I couldn't talk, I couldn't worship, I couldn't pray, because I would just cough, and I even lost my voice for a couple of days. And I just found the simplest of request, Lord, help us. Mm-hmm. All three of us in our house. Lord, and I would just declare every time I would get out of bed and go to the bathroom, like, Jesus, you're the healer. Jesus, you're our healer. It's finished. By your stripes, we're healed. I mean, just such basic truth. That's about all I could get out, you know. And it's true when, you know, just when you're in that state of need, like everything around you just grows dim. Forget the news. Mm-hmm. Forget right. the media. Forget the social chatter. Forget the narrative. What's going on in the world, like we don't have to, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. We don't have to stay connected and know everything that's right. going on.
Right.
We just need to be connected to our God, to our Creator. Can I read this real quick? Yesterday, the Lord gave me a couple real powerful words the end of December as I was seeking for 2026. But yesterday I was just like, for the first day, I kind of had a voice back, and I'm just, Lord, here I am. Speak to me, reveal to me, show me, transform me by the renewing of my mind, thoughts, focus, and priorities. In Jesus' name, I must change. And this needs to be the surrender of our heart. I must change. I must walk in obedience and steward well what you have entrusted to me. It's so easily to veer off that straight and narrow path. It's so the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's so easy to let those things come in, or whatever's going on that would bring, you know, concern or heaviness, fear, worry. And I said, I must walk in my purpose and assignment to run my race every day faithfully with all diligence and burst forth what I think is coming to run my race. I refuse oppression, doubt, lack, captivity. There will be no more excuses, delays, hindrances, or interference with what and who God called me to be. And my challenge, and God's challenge to us, is examine your heart. ask God to reveal anything not aligning with and obeying his holy word. We cannot justify or excuse our choices that deviate from his instruction and commands. He made us, and there are guidelines for our well-being, existence, and purpose. It is not about self-pleasure, desires, plans, reliance. It's, you know, if you're a planner, if you like structure, you know, we like to plan it out, know what's going to happen. We need to let go of that to a certain extent. You know, yes, we have responsibilities, but we need to say, Holy Spirit, show me what my day looks like to you. I want you to plan my day. What are my assignments? What are my appointments? And you know what? He'll organize it and orchestrate it in the perfect timing of God. We were created to worship our Maker, love our Maker, seek and submit to our Creator. Just like the inventor of a vehicle knows every single detail, how it functions, maintains, lasts for decades, so is the God who made man in his image. We were made in his image, and he knows every intimate detail of our being, down to the numbering of the hairs on our heads. He knows how to keep us well, strong, safe, so we will thrive on this earth. Not just surviving. We're not supposed to be surviving. Thrive on this earth and finish our days, our race, until we breathe our last breath. Then he wants us to return to him in heaven and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord." And getting back to that place, that intentional intimacy with the Lord.
Amen. That's a great word. Love that. You know, I've been feeling, you know, since the turn of the new year, you know, you're always like, oh, yeah, we're going to go in with a gusto. I haven't, this is the first year I haven't had that. You know, it's kind of like the Lord's, it's this waiting, it's this being still kind of thing. And the Lord wants to set his agenda in our hearts. And like you were talking about, you know, if we, when we don't yield, he'll make sure we yield in one way or another.
Yes.
And I just kind of have that thought, that sense that that's what I'm experiencing, that I can't make plans. You can think about stuff, but you know, the word says that in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So, you know, whatever you're thinking about doing, whatever you want to do, whatever your agenda, it's all fine and well, but it needs to go to the foot of the cross, and it needs to be left there so that the Lord can orchestrate his plans and his purposes. And yeah. So we have to chill out. It's okay to chill out.
It is. It really, really is. And that's not our society now.
Right.
It's if you're sitting and doing nothing, it seems, and it's like, what's wrong with you? You're lazy. You're not this. You're not that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't need to listen to the pressures and demands of the world or man.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be so tuned in to Holy Spirit. And that's, I started reading 2 Timothy today. That was my starting. And he's just saying, Paul is reminding Timothy to stir up the gift which is in you. And he's reminding him, you know, in us, God has not given us a spirit of fear,
mm-hmm.
but one of love, power, and a sound mind. And all of that comes by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that lives in us, and we are to have that power, the power of God that saved us, called us to a holy calling. You know, it's for his purpose. It's for, you know, all that he's appointed us to do. Paul said, I was appointed to be a preacher, apostle, a teacher. You know, he suffered many things, but he said, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's been speaking to me about that. We need to commit it to him. Commit our day to him. Mm-hmm. Commit our household to him. Our career, our job, our ministry. Commit it unto him. So whatever we give to him, he will watch over it. He mm-hmm. will keep it. He will establish it. He will have his way. He will have his kingdom way. But we have to first give him permission. We have to commit it to him in the name of Jesus. And that's where, you know, the enemy is operating with such an intense fear and anxiety right now in the world with what's going on. And it's like, no, we cannot succumb to that. Mm-hmm. We cannot even, you know, the Lord's been speaking to us about not engaging, entertaining, or tolerating the demons. Mm-hmm. And there is such an evil underlying agenda going on right now, but it is not greater than God. God is, there's none like him, none compared to him. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is Lord of all. He rules and reigns over all kings and all kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Nothing exists without him. Even, oh, that song, he names the stars mm-hmm. and he's counted, he's numbered every hair on our heads. Right. Think about it. The stars of all the universe, he's named them. Every single hair on every one of our heads, billions of people, they're numbered. How great is our God? How can we not believe? How can we not trust? How can we not submit and commit every minute? We don't have to be pressured. We can be still. We can sit. We can just sit and say nothing. Mm-hmm. We can sit and do nothing but just ponder and dwell and just think about the goodness of our God. Mm-hmm. Everything else is in his hands.
That's right. Remember that song, Everything Else Can Wait? Yes. Oh, that's Kim Walker Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, that just came. Mm. Yeah, because I think human nature, we feel like we have to be doing. But, you know, Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything. So you got to figure out what time mm-hmm. you're in, what times we are in as the body of Christ. And, you know, where the Lord is taking us. But I perceive the in-between time, in the waiting time, again, he's forging within us courage. He's forging love within us. He's working out his plans and purposes within our lives and giving us the tools that we need for the next leg of the journey and for the abilities to accomplish what he's given us to do. But it's he already knows it all, of course, right? We don't know what it is, but he knows. And so we just have to come into agreement with him and trust in him and let him button our coats. Mm. Let him dress us yes. with the things that mm-hmm. he wants to impart to us in our lives. We have lots of ideas about many different things, you know, and I'm looking at stuff that I used to think was true about God, you know, but it's like, well, no, I think I was a little bit wrong about that, you know, because he shifts and he shapes us and he, you know, he molds and makes us and transforms us into yes. his image.
Yes.
And it's a marvelous thing, and he's a marvelous God. And we need to just know, you know, I challenge you to go through scripture and, you know, just find all the great things about God, all the good things that are written about him. There was, I have a Bible that did that has, like when God is saying something or when whoever the writer is, are they saying it? So when you know who God is, when you hear what he says in his word, you know, like even in Deuteronomy, if you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, then this is going to happen. And, when we just see how great Oh, God, he is. We just can't help but love him and surrender to him and just give everything to him. It's easier said than done.
Yes.
But the fun part is in the waiting and in the ebb and the flow of life.
Yes.
So speaking of ebb and flow and speaking of, it's 11:36, so let's go to a break. But I think what I'm going to do is play this song. This is John Wilde's The Blood of Christ. And I just downloaded this, so I heard a little bit of it. But we know that we need the blood. Without the blood of Jesus, we are hopeless and we have nothing. So we'll be back after this, and the break will follow right after the song.
Blood of Christ, wash over me, wash over me. Though sin has stained me, blood of Christ, come speak for me. My covering, it is your glory. We need the blood, we plead the blood, receive the blood, the blood of Christ. We need the blood, and we plead the blood, receive the blood, the blood. Thank you.
know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Okay, we are back. That's right, that song about the blood of Jesus. We need the blood. Without the blood, there's no remission of sins.
That's right.
And we just thank Jesus for the blood, for what the blood of bulls and goats could not accomplish, Jesus accomplished.
Amen.
Once and for all. So hallelujah. I just wanted to make mention again, we had Lorraine Talamini here a couple weeks ago. I don't even remember when we were here. The days are all running together. But so the Aglow International Southeast North is hosting a prophetic activation on January 7th. Let's see. 17th. What? I can't hear what you're saying.
January 7th?
Yeah, she's got the 17th on the from 9 to 4, but she sent me a text message and said, the Aglow Conference activation January 7th. Well, I'm going to go with what the brochure says, January 17th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration includes continental breakfast and lunch. It'll be held at the Pine Lake Gardens and Estates Clubhouse on Sweetwood Way in Stewart. And early bird registration is $45. And you can register at aglowflorida.com. And a note here says, we're gathering to train our spirit as 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 and Hebrews 5:14 encourages us to do. Stewart, Florida is only an hour to an hour and a half away, I guess, if you live maybe down in Broward or up north. Invest in your spiritual maturity. Your spirit will get a workout. And that workout word in the Greek is gymnazo. In order to get sharp and mature in hearing God's voice so that you can partner with him like never before. And you practice to keep your spirit lean. The event, conference, activation is interactive and invigorating. Invest in yourself and register today. So that's from the speakers, Tony and Lorraine Talamini. And we will have her back and maybe hopefully Tony as well after the conference so we can hear a little bit more about that. Okay, we're back. And I was looking in Isaiah 40. You know, waiting upon the Lord, 40:31, right? They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. But before that, earlier in the, maybe up at verse 21, I have the message here. So let me read this. Have you not been paying attention? Have you not been listening? Haven't you heard these stories all your life? Don't you understand the foundation of all things? God sits high above the round ball of the earth. The people look like mere ants. He stretches out the skies like a canvas. Yes, like a tent canvas to live under. He ignores what all the princes say and do. The rulers of the earth count for nothing. Princes and rulers don't amount to much. Like seeds barely rooted, just sprouted. They shrivel when God blows on them. Like flecks of chaff, they're gone with the wind. So who is like me? Who holds a candle to me, says the holy? Look at the night skies. Who do you think made all of this? Who marches this army of stars out each night, counts them off, calls each by name? So magnificent, so powerful, and never overlooks a single one. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, why would you whine, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts, for even young people tire and drop out. Young folk, in their prime, stumble and fall, but those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, our God Hallelujah. Is so amazing.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, when we look, you know, at everything happening in the earth, you just have to look up. Just look up to the Lord. Look up to Jesus. He gave us his Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to help us, to be with us, to just counsel us and walk with us through our lives. And, even more so when there's, you know, everybody's, when is the rapture? Is the rapture coming? When do we get, you know, when things get hard, people want an escape route, you know, and I think we've used, well, I don't want to get yelled at. You know, if you use the rapture as an excuse to not do anything, you know, to not stay in the game. Yes. We've got to stay in the game.
Yes.
Like that Mandisa's song, The Overcomer. You know, stay in the fight until the fight is over. You know, don't give up halfway through. Just stay in there and overcome, be an overcomer.
Amen. Ooh, I'm telling you, God, the Holy Spirit's awesome the way he orchestrates. Before, during the break, he was telling, you know, reminding me that the whole earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And look what you're reading, everything. Yes. So Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. And then it talks, who may ascend to the holy hill? But this lines up with the word. I'm just going to read the very first, just a brief part of the first word the Lord gave me December 22nd, which again lines up with the scripture you just read. God is calling out to his creation, come and seek my kingdom. All other kingdoms are nothing but deception and destruction. There is only one true, righteous, holy God. There is no other creator. I created everything, not the false gods and false idols. Even Mother Earth, there is no such thing. The whole earth is mine and the fullness thereof. All you can see in the skies and galaxies belong to me. I am God Almighty. Fear, honor, and reverence me, for I hold your destiny and eternity in my hand. Ooh, that lines right up with the scripture. And the second one he gave me, you know how people worship Mother Earth and they talk about Father Time? God is dispelling all of that in these two things. This one was December 30th, the first day when I was getting sick on my birthday. He says, from the beginning of time, as you know it, It keeps happening and moving forward and never backward. I created all manners and measures of time with a purpose and definition. Man puts a label on time spans, but I name it and relate it to my holy word. My word gives revelation of the times and the seasons. If you read and look into my living word, you will have understanding and wisdom to identify where you are now. The past cannot come back or be repeated as if you can have a redo or second chance. You also cannot see or know the future that is yet to come because I am on the throne and I am the only one. I'm going to stop there. That is exactly saying what we're saying. You know, we can try to plan and we can try to figure out, we can try to, but you know what? We can't.
Right.
We cannot. And then he says, I create and ordain starts and stops, beginnings and ends. I am all present, all knowing and almighty, the maker of the heavens and earth. Look to me, call on me, ask of me, and I will give you answers and lead you into safety and provision. Man knows in part and tries to predict the outcome or the future, but my spirit will guide your every step and bring insight and discernment. People, it's only by the Holy Spirit of God that Jesus said, I'm leaving, but I will send you the helper. I will send you the Spirit of Truth. And then God says, the spiritual realm has more activity now than the carnal realm. Can we imagine
Amen. Everything
going on the earth right now? Can we imagine that the heavenly realm, there's much more going on there? He says an intense battle is taking place to hinder my end time harvest and awakening from taking place. Every minute of every day counts and is critical. You must stay tuned in and available. The clock will not stop and it will carry out my divine plan for my creation. There is no father time. As man says, I am Alpha Omega, beginning and first and last. Every life is precious that I created for my kingdom purpose. All must hear my truth and the gospel of my son to be saved from lies and deception. And this last line, Karen, take time all day, every day to listen to what I say. Mm-hmm. This is the hour to obey.
Hallelujah.
It is a critical time, and that's exactly what the enemy's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to stop the awakening. He's trying to stop the harvest of souls, and that's what's on God's heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What did Jesus come for? To seek and to save the lost. It's all about Christ and his final payment for sin. You know, he carries the sins of the world upon his body. This is what it's about, and the enemy's trying to stop that from happening right now.
Mm. Amen. Well, you know, I saw this comment. So back to the song at the beginning, In the Waiting, this person had made a comment on YouTube while listening to this song, and we've kind of pretty much talked about it. We all go through seasons in life, some good, some bad. Change of seasons never end as long as we're alive. If we don't stop and slow down, spend time in God's word, we won't hear the things he's trying to speak to us. Sometimes things are allowed to come into our lives that will help us to slow down. Then, if you choose, you can get to know the one who holds everything together.
Mm.
In Colossians 1:17, the one who calls each star by name, Psalm 147:4.
Mm.
So take courage, get close to him, and you will realize that he's in the waiting with you. So that was, you know, just to finalize that.
Yes.
When we had been talking about that. You know, he's so good, and he has everything for us. He wants so much for us, and some people never reach their potential in life. And, you know, that really should be our goal, is to really find, God, why did you put me here? Why am I here today? Why did you create me? Why am I having all these problems? Why? And he's the one that has the answers. He's the one that is there. He's the one longing to have that relationship with you. And if you don't know him, I encourage you to ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to speak to you in the way that you will understand. And that's what he does. He talks to us at the point of need, wherever we need him, whatever capacity. You know, just ask him, Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. And he will help. He will help you. And he wants to have that relationship with you. He wants to reveal himself to you so that you'll know that he's God, and beside him there is no other. And you don't have to look anywhere else for answers to anything except to him, the true and living God.
Yes.
So I encourage you today to seek his face. And he said, if you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, and when we get to the end of ourselves, when we finally realize I can't hold on anymore, the Lord's right there to meet you and to invite you in.
Amen. As you were talking, Karen, you remind me of the scripture, Isaiah 61. It says that he will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So in everything, through the pain, through the suffering, through everything, he didn't promise. It says that, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will help us, you know, deliver us out of them all. Mm-hmm. He will use everything for his good and for his glory. He will reverse what the enemy meant for harm and evil, mm-hmm. and turn it for a beautiful, beautiful story and testimony of his goodness.
Amen. And we've just got like 1 minute left, but I want to read this word that I saw from this pastor. I think he's in somewhere in Arizona. And he said he had a prophetic vision where he saw a clock beginning to wildly spin backwards in time. Then he saw the pages of a large calendar begin to quickly flip backwards over the past days, weeks, months, and years. Then I saw the same clock and calendar begin to race forward into the future until they both would abruptly stop on a specific time and date that had been circled on the calendar. I heard the wonderful Holy Spirit say, tell my people I am restoring the years to them. There are dates in their futures that have been appointed for complete restoration of what they and their family have lost. Tell them they must stop living in grief, disappointment, and discouragement over the painful losses of their past.
Yes.
I have prepared a better future than their past. Tell them to live with a joyous expectation of what I've promised to do in their lives. Yes, let all my people know that I am restoring the years to them. Yes. The best is yet to